Thanks for listening to our podcast. We've got more information and additional resources at probe.org/podcast. And be sure to check out our life-changing Summer Mind Games Camp for high school and college students.
Much of what is found in Judaism will sound familiar as Rick Wade examines the Jewish faith and how it differs from Christianity today on Probe.
Through the last several decades, the eyes of the world have frequently focused on the tiny nation of Israel. What is the significance of this nation and her religion? Our focus this week will be on the religion of the Jews. When studying Judaism, we must understand that there is a distinction between the Jewish people and the religion of Judaism. Many Jews do not embrace Judaism, but consider themselves secular, atheistic, or agnostic. The term Judaism is often used to identify the faith of modern Jews as well as Old Testament Jews. For our purposes, the term is used to refer to the religion of the rabbis established around 200 BC and crystallized in AD 70. At this time, developments in rabbinic Judaism took place that distinguished it from the Old Testament faith. New institutions arose, such as the synagogue, the office of rabbi, and the yeshivot, the religious academies for training rabbis. One of the greatest changes came with the destruction of the temple in AD 70. Sacrifices and the priesthood came to an end, and the rabbis became the authorities on spiritual and legal matters. Since the 18th century, three main branches of Judaism developed: Orthodox, Reform, and Conservative. Orthodox Judaism upholds the divine inspiration of the Old Testament, giving greater authority to the first five books, and recognizes the Talmud as authoritative for interpreting the Jewish law. This branch continues to observe the traditional laws as practiced for centuries. Reform Judaism is the liberal wing. It was founded by Abraham Geiger in Germany in the 18th century. Geiger was influenced by the Enlightenment, and so he viewed reason and science as authoritative. He rejected belief in revelation, messianic hope, and the promise of land. This branch seeks to modernize what are considered outmoded ways of thinking. The primary focus is the ethical teachings of the Jewish law. Conservative Judaism is considered the intermediate position. It was founded in the 19th century in Germany by Zacharias Frankel. Conservatives seek to practice the law and the traditions, but cautiously reinterpret the law and adapt their practices to contemporary culture. Because of the wide variety of beliefs within Judaism, it is difficult today to define what makes a person Jewish. Nonetheless, according to the Old Testament, Jews are the descendants of Abraham. It is these people to whom God has made special promises and who will have a prominent place in redeeming the world.
This has been Probe with your host, Rick Wade. To receive a free copy of Pat Zukerin's script, Judaism Today, visit us online at probe.org/radio and join us next time as we proclaim the truth that will set you free here on Probe.
Do Christians and followers of Judaism worship the same God? What is Judaism's understanding of Jesus? Let's take a look today at some basic Jewish beliefs as compared with Christian ones. Both religions believe in the Old Testament, the ethical teachings of the law, and a hope in the coming of the kingdom of God. However, they differ on some important fundamental doctrines. Judaism rejects the Christian doctrine of the Trinity and teaches a unified monotheism based on Deuteronomy 6:4. However, many Jews have become skeptics or atheists because of the Holocaust. The main scripture in Judaism is the Old Testament. Views of divine inspiration vary between the different branches. Orthodox and conservative schools view the Pentateuch as the most inspired part, the prophets and writings less so. Another important book is the Talmud, which includes the Mishnah and the Gemara. The Mishnah consists of legal rulings and was compiled around AD 200. The Gemara elaborates on the discussions of the Mishnah and was compiled around AD 550. Most Jews, especially Orthodox Jews, consider the Talmud useful for giving instruction for life, but not divinely inspired. Judaism teaches that man is created in the image of God, but denies original sin. Study of the Torah can overcome our inclination to evil. A proper relationship with God comes through repentance, prayer, and obedience to the law. Jews do not feel they need salvation, but assume a standing with God through their heritage. Conservative and Reform Jews view salvation as the betterment of self and society. The Orthodox school holds to a bodily resurrection at death. The conservative school teaches the immortality of the soul. The Reform School generally has no teaching regarding life after death. Central to Jewish hope is the Messiah. Orthodox Jews anticipate a personal Messiah, while Reform and Conservative Jews view the Messianic concept as the ideal of establishing justice by human effort. A key dividing point between Judaism and Christianity, of course, is their views of Jesus. Judaism recognizes Jesus as a moral teacher, but rejects his claims to deity as a creation of the early church. The New Testament, however, teaches that without accepting Christ, even the sons and daughters of Abraham cannot inherit eternal life. From our brief survey, then, it is clear that Judaism and Christianity differ significantly on major doctrines. Jewish festivals and holidays are an integral part of Judaism. They memorialize key events in the history of the Jewish people and honor their unique heritage. Here are some important Jewish festivals. The most significant is Passover, the first observance of which is recorded in Exodus 12. Jews continue to commemorate God's deliverance of the Israelites from Egypt in the 14th century BC. Passover is observed in March or April and lasts a week. 7 days after Passover comes Pentecost, which observes the giving of the law at Mount Sinai. The Festival of Tabernacles occurs in the fall. This festival commemorates the 40 years of wandering in the desert when the Israelites lived in booths or tabernacles. The ceremony includes prayer for rain and the reading of the Torah. Rosh Hashanah is the celebration of the Jewish New Year. This joyful festival occurs in September or October and marks the beginning of a 10-day period known as the High Holy Days. Rosh Hashanah climaxes on the 10th day, which is called Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. This is a solemn day when Jews fast, attend the synagogue, and recite prayers asking God for forgiveness of their sins. Hanukkah is celebrated in November or December and lasts 8 days. It honors the victory of the Maccabees over the Syrian armies of Antiochus Epiphanes and the rededication of the Second Jerusalem Temple in 165 BC. The lighting of the 8-branched menorah is the main feature of this celebration. When Israel was reestablished as a nation in 1948, the menorah became a national symbol. Purim is a minor holiday celebrated in February or March and commemorates the deliverance of the Jews by God told in the story of Esther. Not only are the holidays important, but the celebration of events in the life cycle are as well. Circumcision on the 8th day for boys is one. Another is the bar mitzvah for boys and the bat mitzvah for girls, which celebrates the 13th birthday. Third is the Jewish wedding. Finally, there's the funeral service and mourning for 7 days. These Jewish practices, especially those surrounding the holidays, not only play a key role in the life of the Jewish people, but are significant to the church as well. Major events in the life of Christ and the church in Acts occurred on these days. Christ died on the Passover, and the Holy Spirit was given at Pentecost. Also, the symbolisms and rituals enacted at these festivals foreshadow what was fulfilled in the life of Jesus Christ. How do we share Christ with our Jewish neighbors? Before preaching the gospel, it would be wise to first build friendships with Jews and learn from them. Second, we should understand the Jewish perception of Christians and Christianity. For a Jewish person to become a Christian means to reject his or her heritage and distinctiveness. In other words, many equate it to becoming a Gentile. This is difficult, for many harbor resentment for mistreatment by Christians and Gentile nations. After building trust, encourage them to read their own scriptures. Many grow up reciting passages of the Old Testament, but not studying the Old Testament or the Messianic prophecies. There are many Messianic passages to which one could refer. One frequently used passage is Isaiah 53, which describes the suffering servant who takes on the sins of the people. Most Jews have been taught that this is the nation of Israel. However, the context and content of the passage make it clear it is not. A careful study soon reveals that Jesus Christ fits the description of the servant. Another passage is the prophecy of the 77s in Daniel 9. When properly calculated, the prophecy predicts the Messiah to enter Jerusalem and be crucified in AD 33. Put this date together with Isaiah 53, and who else fits the description but Jesus? Here are two passages that can open the mind of a Jewish friend to begin investigating further. As you continue to talk, encourage them to read the Gospel of Matthew, which was written for the Jews. There are also many images in the Old Testament and in Jewish festivals that point to Jesus Christ. The Passover lamb is a good example. The lamb was sacrificed, and its blood was painted on the door frame to identify and protect the Israelites from the angel of death. In Numbers chapter 9, the Passover lamb was to be without blemish, and none of its bones were to be broken when sacrificed. This is a foreshadowing of Christ, the unblemished Lamb of God who lived a sinless life. His blood was shed and covers the believer, delivering us from sin and death. And John 19:33 records that the Romans were about to break the legs of the criminals, but finding Christ already dead, they did not break his bones. In every way, Christ meets the requirements for the perfect sacrifice. These passages and symbols reveal that Jesus is indeed the Messiah. Be sure to explain, though, that not only must one acknowledge Jesus as the Messiah, but that one must put all one's faith in his atoning work of sacrifice to be brought into a right relationship to God. Are the Jews God's chosen people? What is their role in God's plan for the world? To answer these questions, we must first look at the covenants God established with Israel, which are the foundation of his redemption plan. The first is the Abrahamic covenant found in Genesis 12. This pledge includes the promises that Abraham will be a father of a great nation, that his descendants will own the land of Canaan forever, that those who bless Israel will be blessed and whoever curses it will be cursed, and that the world would be blessed through Israel. Israel was to be a light to the world. Through their special relationship with God, and as they lived in obedience to his law, the nations would take notice of this people and come to learn about their God. However, Israel was not able to live in obedience to God and did not fulfill this call. The second pledge is the land covenant in Deuteronomy 30. In this covenant, the promise of the land of Palestine is reaffirmed to Israel. Added to this is a warning that if the Israelites do not obey God's law, they will be scattered from the land and regathered when they return to the Lord. The third covenant is the Davidic covenant in 2 Samuel 7. This promise states that a descendant of David would establish an eternal rule of peace and righteousness. This forms the basis of Israel's hope in a future Messiah who will deliver Israel from the rule of the Gentiles and bring the Abrahamic covenant to completion. Finally, there's the new covenant found in Jeremiah 31:31-34. The time is coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel. It will not be like the covenant I made with their forefathers. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. Israel was unable to obey God's law because they depended on their strength to live the law. What was needed was a new heart and empowerment to live the law. This pledge provides this and guarantees that there will be a time when Israel as a nation will return to her Messiah. Several aspects of these covenants have been fulfilled. Abraham's descendants have become a nation. Christ was a descendant of David and fulfilled the old law, making it possible for all men to know God. However, other promises are yet to be fulfilled. Israel doesn't yet possess the promised land in peace, and a Davidic kingdom hasn't been established in Jerusalem. Despite Israel's failure and rejection of their Messiah, however, God is faithful, and he will fulfill his promises at the appointed time.
This